This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The big news from the tech world this morning is, of course, the launch of Apple's iPhone 5, which goes on sale around the world today. But there's also some news about a device that is being taken off the shelves. Walmart will no longer sell the Amazon Kindle just a few months after Target stopped selling it. Our senior business correspondent Bob Moon has the story.
Stores do make a profit when they sell the Kindle for Amazon, but Forrester research analyst Sucharita Mopuru figures there's a bigger downside.
Every unit of a Kindle that you make it easier to sell, that once loyal Walmart customer could slip away.
At the Codex Group, researcher Peter Hildick-Smith thinks the big retailer finally realized delivering its customers to a competitor made no sense. He says the Kindle has helped Amazon grab market share away from Walmart.
You've got an Amazon store in your hand wherever you have your Kindle Fire. You realize that you need to get some more diapers or whatever it happens to be, and it's one click away, and you've got an Amazon sale right there.
Now that two top stores have kicked Amazon out, Forrester's Mopuru says it'll be tougher for the online retailer to take on the hugely popular iPad, which is still being sold by those chains and in Apple's own stores.
If Kindle is going to try to be a competitor to Apple, it needs to have a similar physical store presence, and Walmart and Target, they can't rely on to be those partners.
Some other retailers, including Best Buy and Radio Shack, are still selling the Kindle, at least for now. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.